This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. I have just heard a good story, and it has provided me some comfort, and I just had to pick up my cell phone and share it with you. Because here again, we are now living in the aftermath of another tragic event, this time in Nice, France. So I was talking to a woman who lives in New York, and of course, when these terrorist attacks happen, and certainly of this magnitude, it can conjure up old feelings and experiences about, you know, our own terrorist experience with the events of 9/11, and that is especially true if you live in New York City. So the woman goes on to tell me that she had a dear friend of hers who worked in the towers, and this guy was the type of employee that he would always come early and stay late. So if there was anyone to be impacted or at risk of losing his life, it would have been him, because he certainly would have been at work that day. But as God would have it, as his divine love and protection would have it, his wife would go into labor 2 weeks early to deliver their son. So instead of him being at his desk at 7 a.m. that morning, and certainly by the time the plane struck the building, he was at his wife's bedside as she was delivering their son 2 weeks early. I was so comforted by that, because sometimes we can think, how close to home will this hit next? And we need to tap into this divine love and protection that God has for us. And so the words that I will use to comfort me are, when you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Have no fear of sudden disaster, of the ruin that overtakes the wicked, for the Lord will be at your side. Proverbs 3:24-26. Share this be moment, because others need to be inspired.